the COVID-19 has been confirmed in Quebec, a woman quarantined herself after learning a friend had tested positive. That friend was in France. The woman likely contracted the virus during her trip abroad. She had joined the 100,000 cases around the world, and 49 are in Canada, mostly in Ontario and BC. To hear about the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
Scream. Hello, and you're listening to the Audio Pen Pals on 1690 CJLO. I'm DJ Jerry, your host, and...
This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Gundam Seed Destiny.
And this is DJ Allison.
And before we continue, you just listened to the Backstreet Boys Larger Than Life, since it is an award that we got a couple of years ago. Right, Claudia?
Yeah! It brought me back to that time.
That's right. I forgot that you guys won the Larger Than Life Award.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is a very good pick that you had.
Yes, that's why it brought me to that.
No, very, very good. All right. So, yes, welcome to another edition of the Audio Pen Pals. It's been a long time since I was in the studio with you guys.
Yeah. It's been too long.
Especially that cam. I didn't move that way. Especially that Cam has taken a break for a couple of weeks or so.
That's right. So DJ Cam is taking French classes right now, which is very exciting for him. But sad for us because he won't be able to join us for a little while.
Aww. We had to add that in there.
Yes, of course.
So they all know what that means.
Yes. Now, so Jerry, you're hosting the show today. What's the first thing that we should talk about on today's show?
Oh, maybe I should offer to Claudia, because Claudia is the best person that should be discussing about our Best Buddies team.
Well.
Remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, our Best Buddies. Well, where did I go with my Best Buddy? I went to the mall. Couple of weeks ago.
During spring break week?
Yeah. Well, actually my Tuesday off last week. And my because I every Tuesday I have off. So I went to the mall with her because she had off. And we went out. We went around the mall. Angry Old Mall. And we actually looked around and actually went into the book aisle. And I picked up two books.
Oh, what books did you pick up?
I picked up, one was an animal book, and one was Thomas the Train.
I'm guessing they're both for Noah?
Yes.
So before we keep talking about Best Buddies, I want to ask, because you wrote down that we wanted to talk about Noah's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we can talk briefly about that, and then we'll talk more about Best Buddies in a second. So that's a good segue. So tell us about Noah.
Noah's birthday. Okay. Last Sunday was his birthday, the 1st of March.
And remind our listeners of who is Noah.
Noah is a 2-year-old child who's rambunctious, and you cannot...
But your nephew, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's, I don't know how to put it, but he's wild child.
And he usually gets into trouble?
No. Not trouble, but he's like, you tell him not to run, he'll run, and then he'll fall and hurt himself. But he gets back up, and then no crying in sight. And then... if he falls off the piano chair, then he'll cry. Like,
and then if he trips, he cries.
Well, he tripped. He tripped over his camping stuff, and he didn't even cry.
Wow! Like, what a tough child.
Like, but he cried when he fell off the piano chair that was open wide.
No,
that he cried.
Like, it must just be what mood he's in, maybe.
That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that is very odd. But what did you all do to celebrate Noah's second birthday?
Well, she dressed him up as a Pokemon.
Do you remember which Pokemon he was dressed up as?
Pikachu.
Aww.
Because his favorite one is Pikachu.
That's adorable.
He loves Pikachu. He loves his Pikachu.
Very good.
So, and then we blew out the candles, and then we all just scattered everywhere. And then my grandparents kind of left. Because my grandparents don't stay long.
Yeah.
After 83 and almost 87.
That's understandable.
They don't last as long as you want them to.
Well, that's very good. So Jerry, turning it back to you, let's go back to best buddies. Yeah. What did you do with your best buddy recently?
Oh, let's see. If it was me and my buddy, too bad we watched the same movie that the group, as in buddies, wanted to see, which happened to be, and I quote, Frozen 2, right, Claudia?
Right.
But apparently, which me and my buddy had a nice do not tell rule, she slept through it.
Oh no! She slept through Frozen 2?
Okay.
I would never have the heart to do that.
See, I would have no heart to do that. I can't sleep through a good movie.
I can't either. And I saw Frozen 2, and I preferred the first Frozen, but I still really liked Frozen 2. I don't know how you could sleep through that. She must have been tired.
I don't know, but apparently what you just described was the exact same thing the whole entire Frozen 2 was. Depending upon if there's going to be a Frozen 3, don't ask.
I think because that is such a popular franchise, they probably will make a Frozen 3.
But not until 2022.
That's true. It takes a long time to make an animated film. It might even take longer. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Best Buddies?
Let's see. How many events are left? Only two. How many chances of us seeing the next movie? Don't count on it, because if I know whoever, they'll change the date before anybody has a chance to ask it. And apparently, me and my buddy were supposed to be in discussions on the movie. Problem is, every time we do this, the date keeps changing. Apparently, it was supposed to be March the 10th. Now we're supposed to have it 7 days later. And what was the last event, Claudia?
Don't know.
The supposed to be bowling event at Rose Bowl after our day of Rose Bowling for Special Olympics, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But knowing how bad our track record's gonna end up being, we better be praying that the event gets delayed a week.
Okay.
Because there's no way it'll happen.
Okay.
I just wanna make sure that I understand. Are you saying that you would like the event to be pushed back?
In a word, yes, a week.
Okay. But is it planned for coming up very soon? When is it supposed to be happening, this bowling event?
Oh, April 4th, but knowing how this track record's going to be, it's going to be 2 weeks after the supposed to be movie date. Knowing the track record, it'll never happen.
Okay, well, you know what I have to say about that? I think that you should just maybe have faith, and I feel like everything will maybe work out the way that it's supposed to.
And I agree with you, but I'm not pushing it.
Anyway, can leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that right now. We have some winners in the house.
Oh, well, actually, we are going to talk about that. We have some winners, and we're going to turn it to Gundam Seed Destiny in just a second. But first, we need to take an ad break.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and then we come back, and we're going to talk about Gundam Seed Destiny's big win.
Yes.
Does that sound good, guys?
Yes.
Okay, so, Jerry, do you want to throw us to the ad break?
Oh, we're going to take an ad break, and we'll be right back with things.
Art Souterrain is back with the 12th edition of its annual Contemporary Art Festival. Discover over 50 local and international artists exhibiting under the official theme, Reset. From February 29th to March 22nd, explore the underground pedestrian network of downtown Montreal under a new light. For more information, visit artsouterrain.com.
Productions Nuit d'Afrique presents Daka Dembélé, during a special concert on March 13th at Le Ministère. On this occasion, the ambassador of African reggae in Montreal introduces his first album, Petit Bateau. Reputed for his fiery stage presence and the power of his voice, Daka Dembélé carries a strong and committed message. Daka Dembélé's album launch concert on March 13th at Le Ministère. More information on festivalnuitdafrique.com and on social media.
Gothic Runoff is a genre explorational show examining what the term goth really means and how it relates to popular internet subculture. Half ironic, half serious, full spooky. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back to Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm still DJ Jerry, your host. And
Claudia Rocks.
Jigunden C. Destiny.
And I'm DJ Allison. So before that ad break, we were talking about a big win that we have in the house.
Yep, yep.
With DJ Gundam C. Destiny. So let's throw it to you. Tell us what happened.
Because I got strikes and spares for the bowling competition.
So when did the bowling competition happen?
In February 23rd.
Okay.
Well, the day before I was doing the polar bear plunge in Lachine to jump in the frozen water.
That's right. How did that go?
Freezing cold, water to death.
You're very brave for doing that. I know that I could never
do a polar bear dip. Don't catch me in there.
So let's talk about bowling. How did the game go? So you won first. Was it a close game?
Nope. It's the first place that I got the gold medal.
That's amazing. So what's going to happen now? Where are you going now?
On May 16, Quebec City.
Okay, that's amazing. And this is with the Special Olympics?
Yes.
Wow.
Where I'm deserved to go.
Yes, you do. You must be a really good bowler to get in first place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. That is awesome. Very well deserved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the bowling competition?
Yes. Good try, Claudia.
Aw.
Thank you.
Because, Claudia, you got in third place?
Yeah.
That's still a really good place. You've still, got... Like, I know that if I did the bowling competition, I would be in, 12th place, 13th place.
Nothing.
I would get absolutely nothing.
You would give you a colored ribbon.
Yes, a participation ribbon.
Yes.
There's 15 athletes going.
Okay, so do you know any of the other athletes going?
This would be a surprise.
Okay, nice. Right on. Well, once again, congratulations. That is so awesome that you got first place. So also you wanted to talk a bit about motion ball.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell us about motion ball. What's happening?
And the motion ball is tonight at around 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock at the McGill University. We do dodgeball for motion ball for the fundraising.
What are you raising funds for?
For the motion ball event.
Okay.
About the 28th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And the 14th is next Saturday. It will be in the field, in the gym.
Oh, in the gym here at the Loyola campus of Concordia?
Yes.
Okay. Right on.
It will be some grand prize if you want to buy raffle tickets.
What are the prizes people can get?
I don't know yet.
Oh, but they're probably going to be big prizes, eh?
Yes.
Right on.
Such a hockey ticket.
That makes sense.
Anything about it.
Right on. So, motion ball, dodgeball. I have not played that game in a long time. Is it really fun?
Yes.
Yeah? Right on. How often do you play?
I play about, 10 minutes.
Okay, excellent.
Well,
awesome.
Tonight I'm going to McGill.
Yeah. Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to say about motion ball?
Motion Bar is to provide lunch like Pia Pit sandwich.
Oh, nice. Oh, my gosh. I will do anything if I get lunch provided.
Mm-hmm. You should sign up for the Motion Bar on next Saturday. You should do it this week.
Oh, maybe so. So that's actually a good thing. If I wanted to play Motion Ball, how would I sign up?
You check on motionball.com. You go on Facebook. You go on the website to sign up if you want to join the team.
Okay, that's pretty simple. Right on. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Would you like to join the Motion Ball?
Maybe soon. We'll see. I do have a very busy schedule, but I will definitely be playing Motion Ball at some point.
I don't think I can.
Oh, yeah.
Not with my health.
Yeah. It looks like a very physically demanding sport, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it hard work?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, thank you so much. I think we should play a song now.
The Power Ranger.
You want to play the Power Ranger song?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jerry, is there anything you'd like to say while I get this song queued up?
Yeah. Claudia?
Mm-hmm.
While she's queuing the song up,
mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to say?
No. Gee. You put me on the spot now.
Just think of something I don't know.
Okay.
I
have something.
Uh-oh.
Well, next week is my sister's birthday.
What are you going to do to celebrate that birthday?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something.
That's going to be fun.
I have to think of something because she's my only sister.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the only sister I have, but, you know.
Yeah.
The sister was second from me.
Yeah, I get you.
You know. 30. She's turning 30.
Wow. That's a big age. So, I have the song queued up. We're going to be playing the Dino Charge theme song. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, here's some Power Rangers here on CJLO. Jerry, do you want to?
Well, you're listening to the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690. Welcome back to the show. We're still the Audio Pen Pals on 1690 CJLO. I'm still DJ Jerry, your host.
This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Gundam Seed.
And this is DJ Allison. What did we just listen to, Jerry?
Oh, I think it was Schools Out by Alice Cooper and the Power Rangers Dino Charge opening.
That's right.
So, we have something written here.
Yes, there is a bulletin board in the booth.
And so, Pete, what does it say there?
It says, don't forget to vote for your favorite CJLO show in CUIT Montreal Best of 2020. Tell your friends, family, everyone, CJLO Montreal number one radio show. Visit www.cuitmontreal.com to vote. Voting class April 2020. Hurry up before you forget.
That's right. So it's Cult MTL, CULTMTL .com. That is where you will vote, and we are looking to make CJLO the number one radio station in Montreal. But that can only happen if everybody out there goes on that website and votes for us.
So what we're saying here is we want to make the station number one.
Yes, we do. And everybody has to get together and go and vote and tell the world that we are the best radio station in the city.
Yes!
Yes.
We got it once.
Yes.
We had it once. Mm-hmm. We can do it again.
Yes, exactly. Last year we placed in third.
Oh, no.
Which is not bad. You know, out of 10, that's not so bad. But number one is what we want.
Yes, we want to be number one.
Because we are number one.
And we don't want CJAD.
No, we definitely don't want CJAD.
CJAD got number one for Claudia? Twice in a row.
Claudia, you really want to get this emphasis on the way?
CJ.
How about, Claudia, this? Everyone that listens to the show right now, go and vote. Even if you have to vote a maximum of 15 times, that Jessica usually would say, right?
Yes, but first, for anyone listening, I'll just say a few rules. You can vote as many times as you want, like Jerry just said, but you have to make sure that you use a different IP address. So you can't vote multiple times on the same computer. You need to go to 15 different computers.
Like someone did a couple of years ago, right, Claudia?
Yeah, so, and also, when you open up the poll, you can vote in a lot of categories. You can vote for best poutine in the city, the best bar, the best bowling alley, the best all of these things. You need to make sure that you fill in 25 categories for the vote to count. So you fill in, you know, best radio station, CJLO, and then you can vote for best radio show, where you can put Audio Pen Pals.
Yes!
And then you can vote for best radio host, so you could put DJ Jerry, or Claudia Rocks, or DJ Gundam C Destiny, or DJ Big Pete. So you can put those, but then you also have to put in a few other categories as well. Up to 25 to make your vote count. Yeah.
That's including DJ Perry.
Yes, you could even put DJ Julie Perry. Even though she hasn't been on the radio for a while, she's still a very good host. So you could vote for any of us. Yeah.
And she's still part of us.
Yes, she is still an audio pen pal forever. So, Cult MTL. The website again, for anyone who missed it, is cultmtl.com. And the poll will be right on the website. The Cult MTL Best of 2020 poll.
And what did you want to talk about, Claudia?
What was I going to say?
Well, we were actually, Jerry's pointing over
yes,
to the wall.
Yes, we were talking about this beautiful wall here.
Yes.
And how creative it is.
Mm-hmm. So here in the CJLO booth, there is a display that we're looking at that says Metal March.
Yes.
And so that's what is happening at the station right now.
We're supposed to play anything metal.
Yes. We are celebrating the music genre of metal this month.
Yes.
So we're playing a lot of loud, heavy music, which DJ Big Pete loves.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So I think we should play one.
Yeah, we should play maybe a metal song. Sure. Maybe nothing too crazy.
No, but
maybe we'll just play, like we were saying in the room, maybe we'll play some Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I know he loves Led Zeppelin.
Okay, well, if DJ Big Peter is listening right now, we'll play
if
some
you're
Led
listening, Zeppelin. Honey, please listen to this.
We'll play some Led Zeppelin. I just gotta cue it up.
He always says it doesn't matter what song.
Well, I think I chose a good one. All right, do you want to maybe read the title of the song, Jerry?
Oh, not the one that you're thinking of.
Yeah, no, we're going to be playing Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Oh my god.
Does he like that one?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Well, we will see, we will see.
Bear, we'll get there. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's a long, long road. From a whips there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
Don't miss Polaris Prize winner Caribou, an opening act Caitlin Aurelia Smith on March 23rd at M. Tellis in support of his upcoming album, Suddenly. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello. You're still listening to Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm still DJ Jerry, your host. And
I'm still Claudia Rocks.
I'm still in Gundam Seed Destiny.
And I'm still DJ Allison. So, Jerry, do you want to tell us what the song that we played before the ad break was?
It's for Cam, who's not here, but it is... Wave Goodnight to Me by Jeff Rosenstock.
That's right. Yeah, so that is an artist that Cam really likes. And so DJ Cam, who's not doing the show with us for a little bit, we just played that to dedicate to him. So if he listens to this show later, hopefully he'll appreciate that.
If you are listening to this, Cam will come back very soon.
Yes, I want Cam to come back soon too. Yeah. Cam's my favorite.
Yeah. But we also want Grills to come back.
I want Grills to come back too. Hopefully he will. I miss Grills a lot too.
I miss Grills so much it's not even funny.
Yeah. Aww. He's always around though. He's always around. He pops up sometimes.
Here and there.
Yeah.
But speaking of things.
Yes.
We have to do an audio pen pal. Like we did last year.
To try to do another event?
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's good to do little events. And maybe we can plan something for the summer.
What kind of event is it?
Well,
anything.
It can be anything, but like those buttons that we had?
Yep.
Those were cool.
Yeah, we still have some left.
And maybe this year we could do like some bookmarks.
I'm thinking
bookmarks this year because... You see, people love to read.
And even David Allen makes bookmark.
Yeah, but
I'm wondering where he makes it first, before Claudia jumped in.
I'm thinking are bookmarks that we would have of our own. They would have pictures, something of that represents us.
That's a really good idea, Claudia. Bookmarks are a good idea for a little gift because they're pretty easy to make. You just print them and then find a way to laminate them. And we could have your photos, the photos of you guys on the bookmarks. And and they're really cheap to make too. So I think that's a really good idea.
I was thinking you can have our faces on them or something.
Yeah, okay. That's something that we could do. If we were to hold an event, what are some ideas of what you would like to maybe do?
Well, we like to put bookmarks out there.
Yeah, but other than the bookmarks,
we want my biggest thing that I want to do is sing.
Okay.
It's sing. I always wanted to sing in a crowd.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
we could do a karaoke event.
Yes.
That sounds really fun. Well, this is something that we can talk about later. But I really like that idea, and I think that's something that we should maybe work towards.
Like actually produce something, produce a song of ours.
Oh, that would be cool, too.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
And maybe if I was hoping for Oh,
because I know Jerry's good at putting it out there.
That's true.
Yeah, especially that every time we think of an idea, when it comes to me doing the promo,
Jerry's good at putting it out there, and so is Peter here. Yeah.
We still have one problem. What? Every time we do one of those ideas, it apparently either gets dropped at the last minute, does not happen, will not happen,
Jerry, you gotta think outside the box.
Yeah, and also think positively. Yeah. And today we are going to be thinking positively.
Yes.
Where you don't have anything in the works right now, we're just brainstorming ideas.
We're brainstorming.
On air. Yeah.
I was referring to that
kind of. Mm, yeah.
I want to hear the positive. I don't want to hear the negative.
Yes.
Because my tutor always says, think of the positive all around you. It's true.
Yeah, no, that's a very good idea. Yeah.
Because if you think all the negative, you're never going to get anywhere.
That is true. That is true.
You're going to stay in one spot and no one's going to want you.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys, do you guys have any plans for the weekend or anything coming up this week?
I'm staying home on Sunday.
Yeah?
And Saturday I'm going bowling, but Sunday I'm going nowhere.
Okay, that's cool.
Because the school's closed where I go.
Okay.
Or for bocce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Gundam Sea Destiny? Are you doing anything this weekend?
I'm going bowling. And
okay.
And I'm not going to bocce. The school is closed for practice.
Okay. Same with Claudia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. How about you, Jerry? Do you have any big weekend plans?
Not really.
Well, aren't you coming bowling?
I was referring to Sunday. I didn't say Saturday, Claudia.
Well, we were talking about the weekends.
Well, I'm still bowling tomorrow, ain't I?
And be there before 10.
No kidding!
Because if you're late, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I could talk about a very exciting thing that's happening at CGLO on Sunday.
What?
So on Sunday, we're doing a very special live broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Kelly, our world music director?
Nope.
She's a wonderful woman, and she put together a really exciting event where we're going to be DJing for 1 hour, and then we're going to get a live broadcast from a DJ in Mexico.
Oh my God.
And then we're getting another live broadcast from a DJ in Miami.
Oh my God.
So we're doing an international live broadcast, and the reason why, it's for International Women's Day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yay. So it's all women DJs. Yeah, yay. So the whole goal is to support women and to support women internationally and to kind of highlight how awesome
women are.
Yeah, how awesome women are, exactly.
So that's the only one that can talk about that.
Yeah, so yeah, International Women's Day is this Sunday.
Yay.
Which is very exciting.
And don't forget to switch your clocks.
Oh my gosh, yes. Jerry, is that what you were going to try to say?
No, but I was going to get Claudia to say it first.
Yes, I always forget to switch my clocks. So honestly, I forgot about it until you just said it, Claudia.
Too bad if Cam was here, he would have forgotten about it too. Right, Claudia?
It's true.
Oh.
Cameron came inside the building with his shoe ruined.
Yeah. We're going to try to find some else to replace Cam.
Yes. Nope. Maybe so. Well, but for the time being, I'm going to be hanging out with you guys, and Cam will come back eventually.
Cameron came in with his shoe all ruined once.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yes.
I think he was wearing red.
Yes, I remember that.
I'm trying to remember all the good times in here with Cameron.
Oh, there's been
many.
Do you
remember the time his hat was all wet? And he came in? He was soaking?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
And you're like, go clean yourself up. You're gonna get sick in here.
Poor Cam. So we only have a few minutes left, and I'm wondering if there's any songs you guys want to hear to end off the hour.
It's almost Michael Jackson's death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to play some Michael Jackson?
Well, because in August, it will be his death.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson died. So here's a fun fact.
Okay.
He actually passed away on my birthday.
You're in August, right?
No, I'm June 25th.
Oh, you're like my sister. You see, you're like my sister that passed away.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And my cousin.
Mm-hmm. You were both born in June?
They're both born June 25th.
Oh, wow. But that's also the day that Michael Jackson passed away, because I remember I was having a birthday party and everyone kept watching the TV because it was huge news, right? Yeah. So what song would you like to hear?
Oh, let's go with Thriller.
Okay, cool. So that we will end off with Thriller. But is there anything else you guys want to say before we end the show?
Well, we just want to say goodbye, good night, and have a great weekend.
All right.
We hope to see you in 2 weeks.
All right, so we can say our goodbyes.
Well, 2 weeks, because we don't know what the week's going to bring us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we don't know what Allison's schedule is going
to
be.
Well, I'm going to be here next week. Yeah, I'm down to do a show next week.
You know, you could be busy.
Yeah, you never know what will happen. Mm-hmm. So we will... We'll play it by ear. We will play it by ear. All right, let's do our sign-offs.
Dinah, bye.
We're signing off.
At least you're still listening to the Audio Pen Pals before leaving, and I'm still DJ Jerry, and see you whenever.
Goodbye.